The Quickies on In.com.
Welcome to In.com's Quickies and the Knights of the Round Table. The news that goes around the table, that is. I'm Karan, here to take you on this medieval journey of gossip and entertainment. Okay, fine, it's not medieval. Quite modern, actually. Anyway, let's begin. Kasauti Zindagi ke fans rejoice. For the fans who were super distraught that Hina Khan, who plays Komolika, left the show, she's back and fully ready to help the TRP of the daily soap skyrocket. And not only is she back in Kasauti Zindagi Ki 2, but her return seems like it's going to cause quite the tremor in the TV show, seeing as the preview of the June 21st episode sees Komolika sharing Anurag's important documents with Mr. Bajaj, who's played by Karan Singh Grover. And when Mr. Bajaj mentions that the documents can ruin her husband's life, she's all for it. Plus, there are a lot more interesting gaps that need to be filled, such as how she's still alive after having fallen off a terrace and how she managed to make a comeback from that. So all you fans out there, sit tight with bated breath to see how things pan out in the upcoming episode of this juicy soap. Everything that big celebrities touch these days becomes sacred and valuable. Whether it's a napkin they used or a lock of their hair or even a boat that their famous behinds happened to touch, if only for a little while. News has just sprung up that a boat that Akshay Kumar and Kareena Kapoor happened to use while shooting for their upcoming movie Good News has some bad news to share. Apparently, the boat suffered a mishap and now the epic historical item of utmost celebrity value will never be the same because the pipe-like pontoon under the boat broke and it tilted. Oh, the horror! But fret not, luckily the two actors weren't on the boat when this happened. They just happened to use this boat possibly sometime in April 2019 during their shoot, after which it acquired celebrity status. The actual victims were two Mud Island residents named Narendra Kumar and Samir Tendolkar, who nearly drowned on their way to Versova while on the boat. Neither of them knew how to swim, but luckily they were both rescued unharmed. As far as the movie Good News, its premise reportedly revolves around a couple that struggles with pregnancy and the ways they find to cope with the same. It seems like Bollywood celebrities these days certainly have their priorities in order, with the majority of them choosing family reunions as their desired form of vacation when taking a break from their hectic shooting schedules. Saifina are on a family vacation and so are the Bachchans. And now the Kapoor family is all set to have a big family reunion in New York. According to reports, Ranbir Kapoor and his girlfriend Alia Bhatt are in the Big Apple to meet Ranbir's mama and papa Neetu Singh and Rishi Kapoor. According to a report in Mumbai Mirror, Alia wanted to take a break from her hectic schedule since she's been shooting simultaneously for Sadak 2 and Brahmastra. And since Ranbir happened to be craving a meet up with his family, who happened to be in a happening vacation spot like New York, they probably decided to kill two birds with one stone and jet set off to the Big Apple together. This isn't the first time Alia's been a part of the family reunion either. Turns out she was part of the family bash for 2019's New Year celebration, where Neetu Singh shared a family picture on Instagram that included her. And this time Ranbir Singh's sister Ridhima is going to be there too, so it looks like Alia has happily become an integral part of the Kapoor family. The Jonas Brothers Nick, Joe and Kevin Jonas took a long 6-year gap before reuniting. And now that they're back together, they're churning out song after song. First their single Sucker, then the single Cool, then a few weeks ago they dropped their new album Happiness Begins, and now they are back and mixing things up a bit with their first Latin music collaboration titled Runaway. And they're showing off a bit of their language skills too, with a few Spanish words being sung by the brothers in the video. For the collaborations, they're keeping things fresh yet grounded at the same time, with Daddy Yankee already being quite a name in showbiz and Sebastian Yatra and Natty Natasha being artists who are well on their way to becoming famous. As for the music video, it's all about the colorful and over-the-top outfits and has quite a millennial feel to it. All in all, looks like the song has the makings of a winner. Let's see if it tops the charts like their two singles and album did. Netflix's Sacred Games was quite a hit to say the least and effortlessly cruised on to become one of the most watched shows on the digital platform. That was season 1. Fans have been desperately awaiting the release of season 2, and after much waiting, June 28th was announced as the release date. But suddenly dark storm clouds appeared over the light of this news And due to the busy schedule of the stars in the TV show, the release date has been pushed forward a few months to possibly the end of August. Bummer, but what to do? As for season 2's cast, apart from Saif Ali Khan, Nawazuddin Siddiqui and Pankaj Tripathi, there will be new additions that include Shahid Khan and Kalki Kekla. And recently at the Grazia Millennial Awards 2019, Kalki Kekla spilled a few beans on her character from the show. Not very many beans at all, mind you, but something is better than nothing at all, right? She basically said that there are going to be interesting plots and turns in the season, and her character's name is Bhatia and she works in the ashram with Guruji, which is Pankaj Tripathi's character. The second season will also see Nawazuddin's Ganesh Gayatonde seeking refuge in Kenya and becoming a crime lord. So lots to look forward to.
The Quickies on in.com.